Yeah, I think so, especially against a team like Birmingham, who are very strong and been very consistent. And ultimately, we suffered the disappointment of going two down, which was disappointing because we were two goals worse than them at that time. But we did show great character. I think the first goal, from our point of view, was an absolutely fantastic goal. When you look back at it, great ball from Galley, great take from Tom, and fantastic cross and a run from Alan Brown. So I think that started us off. And I think before that as well, though, the keeper had made some real good saves. So really pleased with the players. Never really doubted them in terms of what they're capable of doing and how they respond at times. And ultimately, they put that to the test the other night again and come out with a lot of pride and a lot of confidence.
We spoke a couple of weeks ago about how you've got almost a fully fit squad, apart from the long-term injuries, and you picked up another couple against Birmingham on Tuesday. How are Marnik and Anders doing?
Yeah, look, it's just the way that football goes sometimes. We were assessing both of them right to the last, till tomorrow, probably right up till kick-off, to be fair. Anders obviously suffered a shoulder injury, and Marnik a kick on the top of his foot. So they're both settling down, but we'll have to see where they are right at the last minute. But we've got some able deputies who have come in. I think Chris Kirkland again showed his experience, his calmness, and what he's capable of doing. And then we expect Callum Woods to probably be back fit as well. Well, obviously, we had Tom Clark back as well. So whatever team we put out on Friday night, we won't win the game, and we'll do as much as we can to do that, regardless of who's playing.
Well, part and parcel of it when you've got such a quick turnaround at this stage of the season.
Yeah, it is. But it's the same for Burnley. They've obviously had a tough game on Tuesday night against Middlesbrough. So it's both recovery times for both teams. I think that'll all go out the window at 7:45 when the adrenaline's pumping for both teams and what it means and what's at stake for both teams. And I think this fixture was a fixture that both sets of supporters will have looked at in June thinking this is a good fixture. But ultimately, when you get to it now, three games to go, then there's a lot at stake, especially for Burnley. But there's a lot at stake for us because we want to finish, again, as high as possible and try and maintain that top 10 position.
You mentioned on Monday that you're going to have a meeting about Paul Gallagher's hernia operation. Has there been any developments with that? Does it look like he's going to have it before the end of the season?
He won't be having it before Friday, that's for sure. Galley, again, showed his quality the other night. That pass that he had to Tom that we spoke about is there for everybody to see. The ball for Doyle first half when he's had a great header against and Kushat made the save. Galley's been really consistent and been a top performer. So if we have to keep putting it off, we will do. There's not many weeks to go now. So it's not an operation that sort of is going to take months and months for a recovery situation. It's only a few weeks. So if he plays the rest of the season, so be it, he can get it done in the summer.
It's a long old season as well, and particularly if you think back to last season, and obviously you had an extended season with the playoffs. Do you think there is an element of fatigue at all amongst some of the players?
Yeah, I think the other night we would suggest that there is no fatigue really. Yeah, of course it's a long season physically, mentally for all the players, and we didn't have a lot of time off last year. But getting four games to go, we're showing a fantastic desire to get back into the game. I think I'm sure I'll be there on Friday night, and then you're down to the last two games. So plenty of time off in the summer for the players, which will be good for them to recharge the batteries for next year. But ultimately, it's what they do in the next three games that's important.
Owen Doyle started up front for the last three games. He's obviously on a season-long loan from Cardiff. What have you made of his recent performances?
I think he's worked really hard and he's been good for us. I think he's all up play, his work rate, he's got getting on the end of things. So I've been pleased with him, really. It's just nice to have the options. Beckford didn't start the other night because we felt it could be too much for him to play Saturday, Tuesday. We'll assess again what team we're going to pick, what system we're going to play ready for Friday, but they all come into consideration. When you look at Jordan Ugel, for instance, as well, that since he got injured against Fulham, I think it was, he's not kicked a ball because he's not been able to get onto the pitch, whereas obviously the previous game to the Fulham game, he scored against Blackburn and was very instrumental in how we've done in the previous game. So he's been a bit unfortunate. Callum Robinson hasn't had much game time, but these all lads are desperate, chomping at the bit to have some game time if and when required. It shows that we've got a decent squad at this moment in time.
Just looking at the kind of combinations that you've used in the last few games, and you mentioned that Jordan got injured, then Owen's come in and done well, Jermaine's returned from injury. Are we likely to see the Garner-Beckford partnership return at any point?
You know me, I'm not going to tell you. It's a possibility. Doyle and Beckford looked handful against MK Dons last weekend. Beckford and Garner looked a threat the second half against Birmingham, but I thought that Doyle and Garner did well on the first half performance as well, so. And then obviously Jordan hadn't had much chance, but he still comes into consideration. So we've got plenty of permutations.